and also with the traffic study and those other kind of things, I'm not as concerned with that, given that we have audiences that have been doing this exact same thing, you know, for years. We're not creating a bigger impact to that.
Yeah.
And then also another statement to regarding the parking. I've said this a number of times in the past, so many of you have been in the commission for a while. This will sound familiar, but if we have people parking not all on site, that's a better thing for our overall Main Street. You know, if we can have people park a couple blocks away and walk down Main Street, it creates a nicer feel of Main Street itself. You go to any other nice Main Street, you go to Provost Center Street, went there, you know, a little while ago, and look at that. If you imagine all the people that are walking there, not there, because they're parking exactly in front of the front door and walking in, it's not nearly as nice of a space. So rather than, when it gets to the conditional use thing, when we really look into that more in depth, you know, I think that's a good thing to be able to have agreements where they're doing parking on other sites and walking to the site. It's going to make a better feel for Main Street. So those are kind of just a couple comments.
Any other I would just kind of echo some of those comments and also say I think it's a good fit for Midway. I think it, when they gave us the rendering of the existing building with the new building, I thought they blended pretty nice. I think, you know, they've been here for 14 years. I think it just fits. I think any small community, a theater is a great spot, and it works for them, and especially for Midway. I think it's a family-oriented thing that benefits everybody. I think the issues that we've talked about, I think they've made good faith to make sure that they're all covered, and we've talked about the conditional use will should be able to cover all that. So I think it's a good thing that what they're doing, and I support it.
I agree that having a theater in Midway would be beneficial. I just don't think this is the place to have it. I think the lot is too small, trying to do what they're trying to do. I understand that the theater currently works in the summer, and now we're talking about a year-round use, so there will be other impacts. Sue also stated that maybe some conventions would be invited, so this would go from more than just a nighttime use to a potential daytime use, because they're going to try to create revenue to maintain the spot. So I think we do need to consider those things as we consider this application.
And I think that's good comment on the site. However, this is about whether or not it's permitted in the zone. So whether or not it's feasible on an existing site is really a question for when it's reviewed in conditional use.
Well, and that's the time when you look at it. It's not administrative, so we have the discretion to go into things like that.
What we're talking about is a zone change, though. So the zone change is allowing that use, and whether or not that's appropriate in Midway. If you say you feel like it's appropriate in Midway, is there another part of Midway that's more appropriate than C2? But whether they're doing this site or another site, I mean, they could be, I'm not saying they are doing this, but they could be looking at a totally different site than this that we're not aware of. And they could come in as soon as this is approved and go to some other site, right? But that's the process of the conditional use, and why it should be conditional use and not permitted, is because we're allowed as a body of the Planning Commission and City Council to review that and make sure it's appropriate for where it's going. So that's the process that does that to me.
Though, and I agree.
I don't think we can base the decision off of what their site is. Really, in this action, because what we're doing is we're changing the zone that could be approved in that entire stretch of C2.
Yeah, I disagree. I'm a big fan of the arts, and have been for many, many years. The issue for me is not whether to have a theater or not. The issue for me is I'm not sure that's the right location. We're having to tweak things to have enough parking. When this was approved and the letters that were talked about in the presentation, they're about across the street and to the north with the villages, or what's Dan Lester's project called?
The village right now.
Okay, so the village is the one that got all of those people, you know, giving their approval. I've talked to several people on that list, and this is a different project.
Okay, so whether we need a theater or not is not the question. They've proven for 14 years that theater can happen here. It's just too big, too small of a lot. The parking doesn't make any sense. We have a problem now. You try to go somewhere at night and there's cars up and down the street. You're just making it worse. And then you're gonna add, how many units across the street at the Villages?
143.
Okay, and hopefully the commercial, you know, it'd be great if they were restaurants, because that would really follow in line with this. For me, that's the issue. You know, most of what we've talked about tonight makes sense until you talk about how to do it. And we have a choice right now to determine whether they're going to be able to raise $45 million. That's a small piece of property, and I don't think that large of a theater fits there. There was a letter distributed that mentioned that I was part of the Hale Theater in Orem, and have been for many years. They've gone through over almost two decades of trying to do this same thing in Utah County. Well, that's a lot bigger than Midway. And they've got on their third site. And, you know, one was at the mall. It didn't happen. Now they've got funding from another oil company. And things may happen. But the issue for me is not whether we need a theater. That's been proven. The issue for me is I don't think this is the right location. You stick a stoplight right there, you're going to stop traffic constantly. You're going to have 100-some-odd places across the street as well.
Yeah.
I can't ignore that, okay? Because while we have these bonds and try to protect the incoming and outgoing views of Midway, and then we slap something in the middle that just quite frankly doesn't fit there, there's a house over here that the house barely fits on the lot. To me, that's what this feels like. And when the data's vague, it's relevant to the past and not this actual location, there's some work that needs to be done there.
My opinion is that I agree that I can think of better locations for the theater. However, I don't want to throw the theater out just because there's better locations. We're turning into a bedroom community with loads of restaurants, and that's what it is. It's all food oriented. I prefer to have a little bit of intellectual activity in the town also. So my thought is, you know, I'd go for this just because I want to see it happen. And if we keep delaying saying it's not the perfect location, it'll never happen.
Anybody else want to share any thoughts or comments? Any of the commissioners?
I think just kind of parlaying both comments between Craig and Rob both. If this wasn't the location, it's not going to be somewhere outside of the C2 or C3 zone. So it's still, either way, if it's just in a different location, somewhere within that area, we would still just be back here in a new location going over the same zoning change. Right? I mean... So if it's just on a different lot, we'd still be here trying to decide where it's going to go, if it's going to change that.
The theater is accepted in a resort zone, right? And they went to the Zermatt, and the reason why they're not going to the Zermatt is because of parking.
Yeah, but I think Main Street's a great spot for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we're going to put a big building,
yeah, the more we can have something close to our commercial core where they can support other businesses that are there, I think it's a beneficial thing. I know. We're not used to all this applause.
Yeah, so.
Throwing us off.
Actually, I prefer personally no clapping. Just, you know, we're trying to talk amongst ourselves, and it's like the uncle next door that's listening in. So
I'll keep talking, and then you won't get any applause.
There we go.
So obviously there's split opinions, which is fine, but if there's no other comments, we should have some kind of a motion, see where this goes.
I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion that we recommend approval to the City Council for the amendment to section 16.5.2 for the permitted and conditional uses to add an indoor performing arts center to as a conditional use in the C2 and C3 zone. And that also that we approve the amendment for the maximum height provisions, including the exception to the indoor performing arts center, and as a list of structures to allow to exceed the stated height requirements, that we accept the possible findings as well as listed in the staff report with two additional findings. One is that the C2 and the C3 zone is consistent with the intent as it relates to this type of use. And then also that the finding that a conditional use, the conditional use process is in place to make the, to make considerations for impacts to the community, such as the parking and other other concerns that have been brought up.
It's not, I think we've heard enough, and I think we're ready to go.
That was last month.
I'm not opposed to the project, but I'd like to say something about the traffic engineering study. This is based on a 2.5 passenger per car study. So it said, basically says you need 230 parking spaces. So if you had 50 participants that were going to be in vehicles, as they said, you needed 122 parking spaces, that would be roughly 75 parking spaces for all the people that are coming to a show. So, and this is footnoted in this, and I think that's relevant. As I said in the last meeting, traffic and parking are my primary concern. Short of that, I would support it. So I think that should be reviewed.
Rob, would there be any conditions in your motion?
No. Okay. It's not a condition. It's not an application. It's for a change to the zone. So okay. That's more of the conditional use process.
Okay. Any so we have a motion to recommend approval with a couple of additional findings. Any second?
I'll second that.
So we have a motion. And a second, a motion to approve and a second, a recommend approval and a second. Any discussion, any further discussion?
Was that you that seconded that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let's do a roll call vote. I'm going to start with Bill.
Aye.
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 Nay.
No.
Okay, so the motion carries. And we'll move on to our next item. Okay.
Now it's getting back to more of a normal one.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing was, we got.
Please leave your hats.
We were discussing
okay.
That's what was just irrelevant. That'll come.
Like I said,
that'll come up later.
That's all. That's all feasibility study. That's all that is. Yeah. Everything they've done is a feasibility study for could a theater do.
Yeah. Okay, and we'd ask if you linger to talk that you move away from the doors back there since the sound carries in. Thank you.
Actually, I prefer to have it over the mountain. Actually, no.
Okay, welcome back. Item 3. Chuck Heath, representative for Midway Mountain Spa LLC, has submitted a master plan application for the proposed, okay, how do we say this again?
Ameali
Resort, FKA Mountain Spa, on 28.87 acres. The proposed master plan includes a resort, hotel, cottages, duplex units, public and private trails, and other resort-related amenity improvements. The property is located at approximately 800 North, 200 East in the resort zone. Michael?